After the video, be sure to go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson and enter the code FRIENDO to receive 10% off your first subscription. Order by the 19th and get the Galaxy Crate with items from Halo 5, Star Wars, and Galaxy Quest. And now every crate comes with a themed shirt. Sign up today. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
What's going on? Welcome to Going In Raw. It's our wrestling podcast. I've been trying to tell people we talk about wrestling here.
I think most people know that.
Jeez. You can check us out on the iTunes. That's pretty much it.
Or YouTube.
Podcast and YouTube. That's what we got. Anyways.
Yeah.
On today's episode, League of Nations, Tag Division, Predictions, Things, Kayfabe Corner. Got a great Kayfabe Corner for you this week.
Okay.
Here's your hint. I've got a great kayfabe corner for you.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
Crikey.
Okay.
Yeah, but is it? Or is it? Is it didgeridoo? Or is it hello, governor? Which one is it?
I don't know. Okay.
Anyways. First of all, we're going to do... Ba-da-ba-da-boom.
That's new.
That
I don't
is
like
new.
It.
And you can't teach that.
Raw cap.
That's right. It's raw cap. I thought Raw was a relatively entertaining... Look, we all just have to deal with it, people. Sheamus is champ.
Yeah.
Probably all the way to the Royal Rumble. Knowing the WWE, they like to... See, if the people accepted Sheamus, I could see them getting him losing the belt to the Royal Rumble. But you know how the WWE can be sometimes? They don't do what you just want them to do.
Yeah.
It's not working, and so what do?
They do more of it.
Try again.
Yeah.
Which, in many situations, is a very good credo to live by. I don't think that's the case this time.
No. Anyways. No, not at all.
So, the big news. There's a storm rolling in, Larson, and its name is the League of Nations.
Yeah, what's your take on these guys? I'll tell you mine.
Go ahead, you first.
The idea of four mid-card guys getting together to elevate themselves collectively when individually they don't necessarily have the ingredients to be a main eventer.
Yeah.
In theory, I like it.
Yeah.
In this case, with those four guys, I don't mind it even.
Yeah.
None of the four should have the heavyweight championship around their belt. This should be a precursor to something like that at best. But those four guys together, that doesn't bother me.
That you put that very well. And I actually, I think that's what I'm feeling passionately.
Yeah.
In terms of like spiritually, that's what I'm feeling as well. Yeah. I couldn't articulate it up here as well as you
I thought did. About that on the way over here, so I had that prepared.
Because I watched it and I was like, this should really bug me, but it doesn't.
See, like the beginning of the show when Sheamus did his promo, that was bad.
Yes.
But when he did his promo to introduce the League of Nations, I was like, okay, this isn't bad.
When Sheamus comes out, you know, I'll even be honest with you. They're trying to get the New Day to help get him over as kind of a halfway comedic champ, right? A comedic heel type thing. A little bit. I like that better than what he was doing before. It didn't get me any. I still don't want him with the belt. I don't think he's legit. But I was still entertained. I'm sorry, you plug the New Day in any segment and I'm going to be entertained. And Sheamus,
I thought that segment was entertaining until Sheamus showed up, and then it got a little weird. It got awkward.
It got awkward because he doesn't have their chemistry.
Well, yeah.
But there was a nerdy white guy quality to it that I think appreciated.
Okay.
I still really don't like him with the belt, but here's the counter to that.
Okay.
Had Roman won the belt at Survivor Series straight up as a face, you know what we would have gotten? 20 minutes of him rambling on the mic about honor or some crap like
that. Yeah.
That's what we would have had instead.
I know.
So maybe this is a better alternative to that.
I would say it's a better alternative for the four guys in the faction as opposed to what they were doing. Because you noticed last night, Alberto Del Rio didn't come, or Zeb Coulter didn't come out with the Mexican-American flag on his lark.
He's the only one, I think, that this is a step down for.
Del Rio?
Yeah.
I'll agree, but I think also it puts him in a storyline that might actually make some sense.
Yeah, see, that also kind of bugs me because his storyline was so weird. It was like a movie that I was like, this is not good, I don't think, but maybe it's going to take some twist that's going to prove it's genius. It's so weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It's really, but I'll say this, week after week, I'm coming around to what you're saying. Del Rio looks like a stud. He looks a lot, he looks like more tan, and his tights are cooler. They make him look less flabby. I think he is less flabby.
He is less flabby. He's in great shape.
That being said, when Coulter wheels in next to him, it still makes him look weaker.
And that's why I think if he's with these three other guys, I still think it's a step up for him.
Barrett has a look on his face constantly that he's just happy to be there.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm not jobbing on the dark match before Raw anymore.
Yeah. Sheamus has a look on his face like, and to his credit, he has a look on his face that says Triple H is probably saying, look, they hate you. Go out and revel in that.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and live that
out. It literally seems like they said to him, okay, you have 2 months, make the most of it.
Exactly.
And that's what he's doing.
Do exactly what you want
to do. Because I didn't find him as irritating as usual last
week. Right, exactly. That's my point. I didn't find him as, and I didn't want to say that because I've trashed the guy so much and I don't want to believe it. But he wasn't, and you know, part of it, I think, and you know me, I'm a style guy, I'm a fashion guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the fashionista of the WWE Universe.
Oh, okay. So, I think you say of the two of us, and I say, looking at you now, that's not the case. But
anyway. Oh, no. See, I'm a dichotomy in that respect.
Okay.
I demand fashion
excellence
from others. Myself, I go all comfort all day.
Yes. Okay, continue.
He came out in a suit that looks like he got it off the rack at Sears, and it's like two sizes too big for him. That's what Sheamus looked like. And that kind of appealed to me. And he's wearing the belt under the jacket.
I know.
It's so nerdy, but I'm like, the New Day are nerdy, and they're cool and funny. This might work. And then, but then Rusev adds some like legitimacy to it, because I see Rusev as kind of a legitimate badass.
Yeah.
Barrett is just kind of... They all fit somehow.
They do, because
I think for Del Rio.
No, I think Del Rio fits.
Yeah.
I think they all, you know, they all probably individually lack something that keeps them from being main event.
Yeah.
But I think together.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They support each other. Their strengths support each
here's
other.
Here's what I think. This
counter
is
their weaknesses.
Here's what I want to see.
I think together they could be a factor, not continuing the main event, but for a little bit.
Because Sheamus and Rusev and Barrett have all intermingled.
Yeah.
I believe them together, and I kind of like the. You know what they're like? They're like the Authority signed a new band, and they're having fun on the big stage, and they know that it's probably not going to last.
Yeah.
But they're going to have fun while they're doing.
This is what I was wondering. After they included Del Rio in the mix, is if originally, and this is all based on what the on a match happening at TLC, if Del Rio's spot was going to be Kevin Owens initially.
Oh.
But since he was out sick or something, I don't know why. I didn't read why. Because that would make some sense since he and Ambrose are squaring off at TLC.
Yeah.
But I don't see him being a faction guy.
Yeah, me neither.
And so I'm happy he's not.
But. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Here's what I'd need, and I'd actually really be interested in seeing this. I want to see Del Rio mix it up with them in a little bit of a comedic manner. You know? Because I think right now I kind of believe Del Rio is a badass.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him mix it up with them a little bit and them somehow show some respect towards him. Like, he's been here. He's been in the main event many times. He's just kind of here, like, because was there any motivation for him being with them? The other three have motivation being with them.
Yeah, they were a thing beforehand.
What did you think of the, I read on the dirt sheet Monday morning, one of the dirt sheets, Lana wasn't coming back anytime soon.
Well, she was at Raw.
And she was at Raw.
Did she look thinner to you?
She
looked like she lost some weight.
Oh, did she? I didn't realize.
Her legs look thinner. Her face
really
looked a little gaunt.
I love, though, when
my
she
wife
said,
noticed it too.
When she said, I didn't go all the way with Ziggler, and the crowd said, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was pretty funny.
You did. I wish they had a different punchline for Rusev saying, I didn't go all the way with Summer Rae.
I know.
That could have been funny.
It could have been if he had skirted around the issue entirely.
That would have been
good. Pretty funny.
Watching
that segment. It really just encapsulates how badly they screwed up those two.
Yeah, you're right.
Even after WrestleMania, even after losing to Cena,
they
could have catapulted the two of them into such larger things, and then just have them break up, and then just
and Miz, the mess Miz's reaction, all that stuff. He did a pretty good job. He's good when he does the Miz TV kind of crap.
Yeah,
he's good at that stuff. I like Miz. I just don't want him to wrestle or win.
Yeah, especially the winning part.
Yeah.
We should talk about the flip side of the League of Nations, which is apparently some Reigns, Ambrose, Usos group.
Okay.
Whether this is a long-term group or not.
Yeah, I have a couple things to say about this. Number one, I read again on the dirt sheets today that there is the possibility that they're going to get a stable name.
Yeah.
They're going to get their own stable name.
I don't think they should be a stable.
I don't think they should either, because I don't really think they fit.
I think the better storyline is Reigns going it alone against the League of Nations.
I know, I agree. But that's a lot of people there, like including if you toss the New Day in there, it's seven guys versus one.
If they want to make Reigns into the underdog, that's what they have to do.
But then you're just ridiculous. Austin never fought seven guys. I mean,
how many people were in the corporate ministry? There was a lot. And he fought them all.
Okay, fair point.
Or even just
fair
the corporation.
Point.
There was a
fair
lot.
Point.
Here's what they need to do with Reigns.
Okay.
Make him a face, what Lesnar was before. I guess Lesnar kind of turned face.
Sure.
Just a beast.
Yeah.
He loses at Survivor Series. He comes on Raw the next night, gives a really short promo saying, all right, you screwed me over. I'm going to go after everyone who screwed me over. Doesn't say another word.
We've been saying that for a while. Like, in terms of, like, there's a couple people I think that we've been like, you know, they need to be a loner and just start picking people off.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But that's
and I agree. Anything
that's
can work
for him. That's how you get him over.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you do it.
I know. Or you just put Ambrose with him. Because Ambrose with anybody, I just buy it. I'm like, oh, they're
but
cool
now. It's not getting Reigns over. It's getting the group over.
Yeah.
Because when Reigns eventually splits off, people are just going to want Ambrose.
Yeah.
They're not doing Roman Reigns any favors by having him get over by association.
Yeah, I know. I know. I agree.
At least long term.
I'm trying to remember if I liked Reigns on Raw or not this week. He took the belt, gave it to Stephanie.
His exchange with the Helmsleys.
Yeah, I know.
And Reigns was really awkward. He shouldn't talk.
He shouldn't talk, man. He shouldn't talk. He shouldn't have friends. None of that.
He should go it solo.
I know.
He should be a loner.
They want personality, though.
You can be a silent badass and still have personality.
I agree.
Look at Goldberg.
I agree. I'll put it this way. I know. They want somebody that can yuck it up with Scooby-Doo. What did I say? Oh, man. That's what I said on Twitter. I want a New Day Scooby-Doo animated adventure. How great would that be? Do you remember when the Globetrotters?
Yeah.
And then somebody else used to show up, too.
Sandy Duncan was on it a lot.
That's right. A New Day Scooby-Doo. Oh, be great.
That'd be pretty incredible.
Get them in there. Let's see here. Yeah, so is it going to be a long-term thing? I would say not. It's not going to be a true stable.
If Royal Rumble is long-term, yeah. I guess. Because they had the 7-on-4 tag match on Raw.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't bring Swagger out for that. And then who was the other odd man out? I thought there was another odd face that they didn't bring out.
Well, they could have brought the Lucha Dragons.
The Lucha Dragons. Yeah. The Lucha Dragons,
And Swagger, and then it would have been 7-on-7.
That's right. That's what I was thinking, yeah. Or somebody tweeted that out to me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Hey, I'm thinking they're going to come out. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And then I took it for myself. and then, because have you noticed Swagger's getting the biggest pops of, like, his career?
Oh, no.
Just because, like, he comes out and people start popping for him. I thought I saw that anyways. Am I wrong about that?
I fast-forward past that part last night. Because I was trying to watch a three-hour
sure
show in an hour and a half.
And I'm still convinced that the entire main event angle is just to get Swagger over. Probably not. Let's take a look here. The Divas division.
We got two women's matches on Raw.
Two women's matches. Another Sasha Banks victory.
Yeah.
So they might be listening to us.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. I love her. This is already a lot further along I thought she'd be in terms of getting her to WrestleMania, this WrestleMania versus Charlotte, which I still don't think is going to happen.
I think it's going to happen.
But
they're going to do the Charlotte Paige Becky thing up until Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
After Royal Rumble, it's going to be Charlotte Sasha.
I don't know, man.
The crowd is they just want Sasha.
They want Sasha, dude. She's great.
She's the best.
How'd you like Charlotte and Ric Flair?
I thought that match was really good.
Yeah, no, me too.
And then in the backstage segment afterwards, I thought that was really good, too.
That was really good.
Charlotte.
And then Paige goes up and adds some salt to the wound and says, big fat, I told you so.
Yep.
This ain't about friendship. It's a good thing you still have your friends. And Becky's like, oh, womp womp, Becky.
No, I feel like Charlotte's getting much better on the mic, more comfortable.
Yeah, she is.
I thought all the promo bits she did last night were very good.
I like her. I think she's cute as hell. And I think she's a good wrestler and all that good stuff. All the respect stuff. I think also she's cute as hell.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Tag division.
The New Day, the Lucha, the Usos, three-way dance, TLC.
I wonder if it's going to be a ladder match. That'd be interesting.
That'd be interesting. I always kind of cringe. I don't want to see Big E up on a ladder. He's too big. Kofi, he always scares me too. He's old. Not old, but he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
He lands on his knees way too often.
Yeah.
Or on his, you know.
The situation where he could damage his knees.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to see the Luchas up there on a ladder, though. I'd love to see Kalisto on a ladder. That'd be good.
Even the Usos, it would be a very good ladder match.
The Usos just come back from injury. They need to stay away from ladders. I think it's going to be a fun match no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you see coming out of it?
New Day.
I'd love to see the Lucha Dragons go with a short little title run, just to give them
I would like to see that, too, but if anybody's going to win, other than the New Day, it's going to be the Usos.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that. You know what? I wonder if it's just the belts. I associate the look of the belts with how much I don't like the Usos. If you change the look of the belts, I might actually be down with the Usos winning them. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
It is weird.
I don't know why that's the caveat there.
I don't know. Weird shit goes on.
Is it the fashionista thing again? They just don't like the look of them?
A fashionista. The funny thing is, I love the look of the Usos. I think they look great. Mm-hmm. I love the neon and the neon pants and the black shirt with the neon on it. I love their look. It's the babyface thing. But now they're doing like sneaky things. They're I think it was on SmackDown when they thought Xavier Woods was the gobbledygooker. And then the Jimmy or Jay, when one of them comes out with Xavier in his undies and he's tied up. And then Kofi and Big E look back at the gobbledygooker and he super kicks him or something. And it ends up being the other Uso.
That's funny.
It was great. It was fun. It was really cool.
That's pretty good.
So I like all that stuff. This is a fun feud right now.
Yes.
And then you bring the Luchas in it. This is a really fun feud. Yes. And I just love the fact that our love for the New Day is totally being validated. They're being used to get over main eventers.
I know.
They're elevating the belts to a main event type level.
Yes.
Without being like the main event singles match. You know, sometimes you can elevate the belts by having them on single stars.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We talked about that. You're pro.
No, I'm not pro. I'm just fine with it.
You're fine with it. I'm not.
Yeah.
See, that's pro. I'm anti.
Okay.
You don't advocate for it, but you're okay when it happens.
Yeah.
All right. It's pro enough.
I guess so. And I thought that the New Day on commentary on Raw this week were fantastic.
Yeah, they're good.
They were great.
They're amazing. Big E with his...
With JBL's cowboy hat on.
It's great.
Great.
Fantastic. Clown and Cole. Of course, the big mark-out moment of the night. Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer came back.
Yeah.
To help out the Dudleys, because they called out the Wyatts.
I assume this means we're going to get a 4v4 tables match at TLC.
Somebody on Twitter told me that he looked it up and Spike is officially retired.
I was hoping for Big Dick Dudley. Remember him?
Well, I mean, you have a million Dudleys to choose from.
You do. Joel Gertner.
Is Big Dick Dudley... Yeah, Joel Gertner. There you go. At least give us a limerick. Is Big Dick Dudley alive?
I don't know. Mm. I was just trying to think of, you know, because they need someone...
Wasn't there a sign guy, Dudley?
Yeah, but he didn't really wrestle.
Yeah, I don't think he's.
They need someone large.
Yeah, they do.
To counter the size of the Wyatts. So I was just
Mike Awesome.
He's dead.
Super dead.
I was just trying to think of larger wrestlers that were in ECW.
One Man Gang. He's dead, dude. Yeah.
And I thought, well, Brian Lee, but he's...
New Jack.
I think he's retired, too.
Vic Grimes. Is he dead?
I don't know.
God.
But I thought Brian Lee...
Samoa Joe.
But Brian Lee is passed. I don't know about...
They're not bringing anybody who's that obscure. Anybody who comes up...
Prime time Brian Lee? I better make sure he's dead before I say that.
Prime time. You read that. You said that exactly how it was back on the ECW commercial. Prime time Brian Lee. Versus Tex. November to remember.
Brian Lee is still alive.
Yeah?
Okay, he could come back.
Nice.
Prime time Brian Lee.
No, man, Sandman. Sandman or Spike Dudley, and that's it. Sandman.
Shane Douglas.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Lance Storm.
Yeah. Not as good as Shane Douglas.
Who else? Taz. If Taz was able to wrestle, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
Or it'll probably be RVD.
Oh, yeah. Duh. There you go. I'd love to see Spike come out, though.
I know, that'd be pretty cool.
At least in a managerial type thing, just a moral support role.
I want to see if Big Dick Dudley is still alive.
Primetime Brian Lee versus Taz. Oh, my God.
No, Big Dick Dudley's dead. He died at the age of 34.
Oh, God.
Kidney failure.
Wrestling. There you go. Those guys live fast and hard, man. Can we pick it up again?
Yeah, sorry.
I was
just reading about Big Dick Dudley. Sorry.
So anyways, that's Raw Cap for you. I personally, it was weird. You say awkward. I thought it was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, and it had its moments.
And one man's awkward is another man's entertainment.
Yeah, you like awkward things.
Depends.
Okay.
Depends on
in this case?
In this case, yes.
Okay.
All right, Larson, it's time for the gorilla position. Oh, wait. What? All right, Larson, let's talk about NXT. We should talk about NXT.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Once again, not a lot goes on week to week. We're leading up to Fergal Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor of the Balor Club versus Samoa Joe. We don't really have to talk about NXT. Bayley fought Eva Marie.
Oh, yeah.
And beat her.
Good.
Lil Nate was sent out. This is kind of an interesting thing they're doing here. So Eva Marie, they're going full on heel with her, right? You have your NXT ref. Lil Nate comes down to supervise things, make sure there's nothing shady going on, because Nia Jax is down in the corner of Eva Marie. There was the feeling that Lil Nate was there to help Eva Marie because they want the authority, and they didn't say the authority ever. They just said the front office, I think, wants to push Eva Marie.
Huh.
Kind of an interesting little thing. I mean, that's how it felt anyways. I think that's the insinuation they were making.
That's interesting.
Because he was obviously trying to rig things
in
Eva Marie's favor.
That's interesting.
Bayley pulled out the win because the NXT refs seemed to be wanting to call it down the middle.
Yeah.
Because the NXT ref got knocked out somehow. Lil Nate comes in, tries to do a quick three count on Bayley. So that was kind of cool that they're like, it's kind of like the Marvel Netflix shows. Like, the big movie kind of seeps in a little bit and affects stuff that's going on. It's kind of cool. I kind of like that.
No, I do too.
That's kind of neat. And then, we're leading. I think the next thing, week to week, nothing really matters on NXT.
Well, Gable and Jordan had a match against the Vaude Villains that was entertaining.
They're going to be huge. Individually or as a team, they're going to be huge.
Yep.
Those guys are fucking good.
They are fantastic.
Let's see here. Yeah, and then the Vaude Villains, I don't know what's going to happen with them.
Yeah, they had the belts for a while, and then ever since then, they dropped them, and then they just lost.
Yeah. Cass and Enzo are back. They're taking on the tag team. Do you think Cass and Enzo, finally, are going to get the belts?
Sure.
Yeah, you think so?
I think if they're primed to make a move to Maine, then they need to carry the straps at least for a little bit.
They would be so much fun to watch against the New Day. They'd be so much fun to watch.
Great.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be awesome.
All right, Lars, it's time for gorilla position.
Okay.
We should mention, actually, you know what? We don't usually do this, but there's a viral wrestling video going around right now. Joey Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think I've seen live 10 years ago, right before Pro Wrestling Gorilla.
Okay.
But he's been working the indie circuit
for
blowing up for a while.
Yeah.
And he's in Japan. And you guys need to check this out. I think it's at Joey Ryan online. I tweeted out this video of him in Japan, his penis versus his opponent.
Yeah, it's a what would you call that? Like a
it's a strength challenge type thing,
contest type thing.
Yeah, exactly. The guy goes up and he grabs Joey Ryan's dick, thinking, "Oh, I'm gonna grab him the balls."
But little does he know that Joey Ryan's dick is apparently quite strong.
And so they have like a strength contest.
Yeah. It's like that scene in Superman 2.
Right, exactly.
Where Zod wants Superman to kiss his hand.
Yeah.
And instead, Superman crushes his hand. So Joey Ryan's penis is Superman's hand.
Yeah.
And this other wrestler's hand is Zod's hand.
Absolutely fantastic. I loved it. Trying to get back to the notes because
it's pretty great.
Them.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two segments left. We can work our way through this without notes, can't we?
You would think so. Okay, I didn't even see what is.
Gorilla position is with the return of Lana.
Okay.
And the rumored heat that she has on her backstage from like leaking their engagement or something.
Right.
So I thought, let's talk about other real life couples
Ooh.
Backstage.
Okay.
and how they have affected storylines on TV.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's probably the most famous example, of course, is
Randy
Macho Man
Savage, yeah.
and Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But also there's Mark Mero and Sable, and there's Triple H and Chyna, and eventually Triple H and Steph, and of course, Matt Hardy and Lita and Edge.
It never ends well, somehow, some way. Okay, let's take that last one you mentioned. Lita and Edge.
Well, Lita and Matt Hardy were an item.
Then she got an upgrade and went to Edge.
Uh-huh.
A real
and then
upgrade
and then they,
right there.
They brought that backstage turmoil.
Which made for good TV. Which
to the
made
ring.
For good TV, but also a lot. I think there was a lot of lost potential there. I remember this clearly. Matt Hardy had been fired or let go, released, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it came out that Lita and Edge had been dicking around behind his back. Then there are a couple. And the crowd, you know, all the dirt sheets in the internet caught on. The crowd would, you know, chant really rude things to Lita. They were heels. They ate it up. It was great. They had live sex in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Then they bring back Matt Hardy to make this an angle.
Yeah.
I remember how they brought him back, and it was very underwhelming. Lita and Edge were back in a garage, in like in the arena tunnel or whatever, mm-hmm. garage or whatever, underground or whatever. And Matt Hardy just comes out of nowhere. There was no fanfare behind it. And then he just attacks Edge. And they're like, oh my God, that's Matt Hardy. And it just felt so too sudden, too, there was no buildup. There was no like, that should have been the type of thing, you know, sometimes it's just more effective when Edge and Lita are in the ring and the video package hits, the crowd goes wild.
And they look at the rampant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was none of that for that. So I felt from the get-go, that was a letdown. They never really, I don't think, let Matt Hardy get over on Edge because Edge ended up winning that whole thing. And I remember Matt Hardy saying, yeah, it was just kind of awkward to work with him.
Yeah,
which
I would imagine.
Be.
Yeah, yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Chyna, that's a sad story.
It is.
Because apparently Triple H and Steph, according to her, allegedly, were dicking around behind her back while mm-hmm. Triple H and Chyna were supposed to be still together.
Mm-hmm.
You never know how these things are actually
exactly.
are. Exactly. You know. Again, Triple H upgraded quite a bit. You know, now he owns the company.
Practically.
Practically. And Chyna got the leftovers of X-Pac and porn people.
Yeah.
She seems to have her life kind of back on track a little bit, even though like she's like doing this documentary apparently, and she keeps on like, I don't know, showing up places. Like she just showed up at the WWE headquarters and was like asking for an interview or asking to see Vince or something like that. I don't know. She needs to be in the Hall of Fame. That do you think 10 years? Is that gonna happen?
10 to 15.
10 to 15. Yeah.
If she, you know,
keeps
continues.
On the straight and narrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And going back to the storyline aspect of it, once the Triple H Stephanie thing came to light, they really played that up.
Wait, did they?
Not like the involving Chyna at all, but you know they had the
oh,
storyline.
Oh, they really played that
where,
up. Yeah, I
Triple
thought you
H
meant with Chyna.
Kidnapped Steph.
Oh, yeah.
And married her in
married
Vegas.
Married her, and then it was real. And like I remember, they didn't really acknowledge it until like it was a real thing until years later. I think it was like 2000.
She was always. I mean, she was involved in his storylines for a while, and then she was with Kurt Angle for a while.
Right. But they didn't acknowledge it was in real life until I think like I want to say 2000 when Shawn Michaels came back
mm-hmm.
and Triple H is going to have his first kid. With Stephanie, that's when.
Oh, okay.
I remember Shawn Michaels mentioning it, sort of in the ring, and it was very wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
And and then you know, eventually it comes out. So that was kind of a fun one. And now, of course, they're the Authority. They make a good couple. They make a cute couple. Mm-hmm. There was exercising on Instagram, showing mm-hmm. them their midnight exercises.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is on there?
Mark Mero and Sable.
You know what? I think that propelled Sable.
Yeah.
Mark Mero never seemed bitter about that. He still looks fantastic and apparently has a really good life. I forget what he does, but I looked him up relatively recently mm-hmm. and I think he gives like motivational speeches or some shit like that. He still looks great. He doesn't seem to have a bitter bone in his body about it. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But, they both came out okay,
yeah.
Storyline-wise. Yeah, that really was... Surprisingly, that was such a hot angle, and she was so huge, and they kept on turning her heel, and I
know.
Didn't get that.
It didn't make any sense.
It seemed like they could have made a lot of money off her as a face.
Maybe they... Because during that period, Chyna was face for a good chunk of it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
That could be. I don't know. Like...
But also by then, Chyna was shooting more with guys than...
And that's the thing. Like, they, yeah, I mean, you never... China was always so... I don't know if will we ever see... Like, I look at Nia Jax right now. They're never going to do that again. Because man versus woman thing.
Yeah.
But she was so legit that never entered into... It never crossed my mind. Oh, my God. That's... Like, she was built up, storyline-wise. Mm-hmm. All the wrestlers had a fear of her. She was DX's bodyguard.
I know.
You fuck with them, you're going to have to deal with her.
Yep.
That's power. That's strength.
Yep.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But in today's climate, they're not going to do that anymore.
I don't think you could.
Nope.
Yeah. That's a bummer because it was just really neat from the standpoint of breaking barriers, you know, like if you want to think of it as a competition, as a sports competition, which is what they project it as, even if it's fictional.
Yeah.
That's really cool, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, tangling man versus woman, like that's the kind of
thing. Isn't there an edict from Vince that there's no...
And even as recently, I'm trying to think, I was looking up some stuff, because China was paired with Eddie Guerrero, and they had a mixed tag match. And I mean, even then, God, like 2006, to the Edge was like, as a heel, he was tossing women around sometimes. Yeah. There's not going to do that again, you know? I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, no, I completely understand why.
That
shit's
in the fucking news, and you can't.
Yeah, no, you can't do that shit anymore.
I don't know if there's a way they could approach it where it would be acceptable or appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because looking back, you know, you think of China competing with guys, and it never felt
domestic abuse-ish.
No.
There was never that thought.
Never the sense that she was a victim of anything.
Yeah, I know. Exactly right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if anybody could come in with that kind of aura.
China was built up for, what, 2-3 years as DX's bodyguard before she even really stepped foot in the ring as a competitor.
Exactly.
So there was that 2-3 year period where it was, as you said, you know, people were... legit scared of her.
Yeah. And I remember when she got her boob job and DX made fun of her, it always felt like a ribbing with one of the guys. It never felt like salacious or, oh, look at you, look at her. It was always like, it was like somebody getting a haircut kind of, you know? Mm-hmm. It was that kind of thing. They were just giving her shit as opposed to making it a sexual thing, you know? And it's DX, the most sexualized group there is.
I know.
Yeah, I mean that was they handled that so perfectly in terms of making her a legitimate contender. Like, could you imagine if she had gone down a slightly different road and she won the world? Because she was the number one contender. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. I looked that up. She was the number one contender for a spell, and then Mankind like won a match or something, and he got it.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely insane.
All right, Steve, I think it's that time.
I think it's time for Kayfabe Corner.
What is Kayfabe Corner?
The ultimate wrestling challenge.
Trivia challenge.
Well, yeah, because they're not really wrestling right here, are we? Although there is a change.org petition to have us fight.
That's true. Has anybody signed it yet?
4 people, as of a couple days ago. Yeah, I was thinking I'm gonna do a video on my channel. I think this week, custom Steve creation. That's gonna be the first step of Fuck Wrestling, the open challenge.
Oh, okay.
Because we need to get on that. So it can either be you, or whoever you want. But make whoever you want to be.
I have my guy.
You already have your guy.
I have my guy.
Who is it?
Grumbles Duker.
You're rolling with him?
He's pretty good.
So it's going to be Grumbles versus me because I'm going with me.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to be holding the Open Challenge Championship for a long time with Mr. Duker.
We shall see. 12 wrestlers, real or fake? This is classic.
Well, 6 real, 6 fake.
6 real, 6 fake. 12 names.
Yeah.
This is classic. Nothing weird about it. There is a theme and there's 2 bonus questions.
Okay.
Hold on. Lately, we've both been on a tear, haven't we?
I didn't do so well last time.
Oh, yeah. Last time you didn't do well. So I'm looking to even to beat that score.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Number one. It smells like my saliva.
Gross.
Rip Guns.
That's a good name.
I know.
Fake.
Very good. Jack Jester.
Jack Jester?
Yeah.
As in like a...
Like a jester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real.
Very good. Eric Canyon.
Fake.
Real. Nice. I just want... At this point, I just want to prevent you from getting...
11's the tops.
Yeah.
11 is the best score ever by me.
Prestige Pam Pierce.
Fake.
Very good. Brownie Bill.
What's that again?
Brownie Bill.
Brownie Bill?
Yeah.
Real.
Fake.
Damn.
Real or fake, this is my favorite name. Drew Onyx.
Drew Onyx?
Yeah.
Real.
Very good. Drew Onyx. There's a Drew Onyx out there.
That's a great name.
Slam Garnell.
Fake.
Good. Bo the Show Jax.
That's a good name, too.
It is a good name.
Real.
Very good. Woo! What do you got? One wrong so far?
Two wrong.
Oh, goodness. Sledgehammer Andre Baker.
Fake.
Real.
Damn.
Griffin Hammerlock.
Griffin Hammerlock?
Yeah.
Fake.
Very good. It's a good name, though.
It's an obviously fake name.
Vigilante Johnny Moss.
What number is this? This is the last one?
Yeah, second to last one.
Real.
Very good. Last one. Kent Tonbridge.
Fake.
Very good. Ooh, look at you.
I missed
you.
Three. That was nine.
Now, there is a very good chance you're going to get both these.
Okay.
All right.
So I have the potential to tie the highest score ever here.
Yeah, you do. All right. What's my highest score? 10?
I think 10. Nine That's or 10.
10. Okay. The theme is, this is all NWA UK Hammerlock.
Okay.
It's a federation. It's a territory.
Okay.
Johnny Moss, Vigilante Johnny Moss, won the NWA UK Heavyweight Championship from which UFC Hall of Famer?
UFC Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Dan the Beast Severn.
Very good. See, that was kind of easy, though.
Well, I had to think about it a little bit.
And who is the most successful graduate to have graduated from NWA UK Hammerlock School?
How do you measure this success?
It's obvious.
Well, I think one of two people, potentially. Is this territory still in existence?
Yes.
Okay, so it's one of two. I'll say Regal.
Fergal Devitt.
Yeah, that's my other answer. It was one of those two.
Finn Balor.
So yep. I got 10.
You got 10. All right. Good week for you. Yeah, I don't know. I thought those were good names.
Those were. It's like if I get a slow start, it's hard for me to come back. But if I start, if I get on a good roll, good rhythm, I feel good. I just roll with it.
I don't know what any of that means. You're guessing if her name is real or fake.
I know, but if I'm in a hole immediately,
right?
If I get like four in a row wrong, I'm like, oh yeah. Shit.
Oh crap. That's usually when I do better, though, I think, when I get some wrong at first, then I go off on a tear.
Yeah.
But because it's like, oh, I'm already fucked. What do I care?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's Going In Raw for this week. What's coming up next week? Just a regular week next week?
Yeah, just a regular week. Oh, wait, no. When does this go up? Next week will be our Q&A and predictions, I think, because TLC is on the 13th.
Okay, so if next week is going to be our Q&A and predictions. Oh, really? Is that?
I think so.
Boy, that's coming up quick.
I know.
All right. Yeah, it is, huh? So, yeah, on the Reddit, where do we do questions at?
Reddit.
Reddit? Okay.
I'll put a Reddit thread, and then you can ask them in the comments. Last time, I don't know if I remember went through the comments or not, but just put them in the comments. I'll remember this time.
Okay, put it in the comments and the Reddit thread, and you can Twitter at Going In Raw. Hashtag
sure.
Going In Raw.
Questions in Raw.
Questions in Raw? That's taking up a lot of space.
I know.
Hashtag GIRQ.
A.
Just put it on Reddit or in the comments.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
Doing it right now. All right. So yeah, that's it. We'll talk to you guys later.